Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It is that time of week. Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. K-Bright, your favorite half an hour of the week. No doubt. Okay, so where is the spring? I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing winter rain, and it's already June just about. Wow. No complaints, but it does make the ocean rather rough. Beware, take my word for it personally, if you're into the waves. Don't trust the ocean a second. Oh, what it does for me every morning when I dive in, but it's dangerous. But all things are dangerous. All things. Crossing the street is dangerous. Driving a car is dangerous. It's cost-benefit. The benefit of the water, enormous. Which is part of today's show. Increasingly, what I have to deal with are people who have to move. You've got to move your body, but you can't. You can't jog. You can't play basketball. You can't play tennis. You can't do the things you used to do that you enjoyed to do and you didn't think about it as exercise because you enjoyed it. Racquetball. Now you can't, but you got to move. But you can't because you're going to destroy your joints. In addition to which, a lot of you, to get out of the hole you're in health-wise, you've got to move just because of that. And believe me, the big lie against the last 30 years are these gentle walks. You know, you see people all the time, they do these gentle walks through the neighborhood and they look at you and they kind of smile like, you know, I'm taking care of my health. And they have, that doesn't do anything. I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's a joke. You're not going to rehab yourself that way. You're not going to lose weight that way. You're not going to increase your metabolism. You're not going to switch on your genetics in a way that's going to balance your hormones that way. No, you got to move your body. So what I want to do today is give you some insight into how you can move your body. So you're 50 or you're 60 or you're 70 or you're 80 or you're 90 and you know you got to move your body. And no, I don't mean a gentle walk around the park or what you think is a brisk walk around the park. I want to give you options here today, options that work. Now, there's one thing that really works, but you're not going to do it, so I shouldn't even say it. You're not going to go in the ocean. First of all, you got to go where it's clean, and that eliminates. I wouldn't be swimming in Santa Monica Bay. I wouldn't be swimming in Huntington Beach and Redondo Beach and Manhattan Beach and Long Beach. These places are filthy, guys. The ports, the Long Beach port pollutes north and south a long way. But if you get down to Corona del Mar, if you get into Laguna, if you get into San Clemente, now you're in much better water. Up north, you got to start in Malibu. Skip Oxnard. Do yourself a favor. In fact, skip Oxnard for anything. Don't even go there. But you get up to Santa Barbara, you know, that Montecito, Goleta area, north of that. If you have access to those oceans, bays, inlets, here's the trick. Tread water. On a calm day, ocean concern aside, you can take a 90-year-old woman who can barely move and you can put her in 5-6 feet of water with a float on or with somebody and you can make them tread water. This is a big one. We've lost this. We've lost it. In fact, for some people, I tell them, go rent yourself a room for $1,200 a month near clean water, and every day go to a tide pool and go in the tide pool and tread water. or go to the inlet where there's no waves and tread water. And this is huge. Treading water, that means you're kind of over your head, but not really. You could let yourself sink to the bottom and then just push up and push yourself into that level where you weren't over your head. Something safe, something easy. But here's the point. If you're treading water, doggy paddling, you are doing the single most joint protective, joint regenerative, cardiovascular, toning muscle. I mean, there's no part of it. It's like gyrotonics on steroids. Treading water is the stuff, man. You get this straight. Treading water, you get this straight. If you consider yourself too old to do what you need to do, you know, to jog, the arthritis hurts, and you want an anti-inflammatory exercise that allows you the prospect of regenerating those joints, toning those muscles, putting on some muscle mass, and not hurting yourself, get in the ocean. Get in the lake. Now, if you can't do that, get in the pool. So now, you guys that are, I can't go in the ocean, blah, blah, get in a pool. Find a saltwater pool. I got news for you. If you own a house, put a pool in the backyard. Yeah, you can do that cheap. You don't have the room and the kids aren't. Hey, this is your health, man. Go buy one of those surface pools. You know, the pool that's above ground, not the built-in for $50,000. I'm talking about a cheap pool, a big pool. One that goes 5.5 feet, 6 feet deep. Put it in and fill it. And go in it 3-4 times a week and tread water. Make it a saltwater pool because the salt creates more buoyancy. Or go find one. Even if it's chlorinated, if it's clean, go find one. Up in Malibu, there was Pepperdine. Equinox has massive pools, and they're clean, and they're patrolled, meaning people measure to keep the bacterial contents low. It's way better than getting old and rotting, which is what you're going to do if you don't start moving. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. No, I don't sell supplements. I don't sell anything. I ask you to be open to the inside track. It is my worst nightmare and has been to find out over 30 years of medicine that the answers are right in front of our nose, but there's no money in them. You can't make millions telling the truth. That's the way it works. And so you don't get told. The anti-inflammatory effect of the salt in the ocean and the cold on your joints, treading water, is massive. It's massive. Exposure to the telluric currents, better yet, if you're doing it 6, 7, 8, 9 a.m., is massive. Minus that, the benefits in terms of joint protection, joint regeneration, putting muscle mass on, the cardiovascular effect of swimming. But don't swim. Tread water. Doggy paddle. Doggy paddling is the ultimate exercise. And for those of you that want to get a little more adventurous, put on a weighted vest. Doggy paddle with 10 pounds. Doggy paddle with 15 pounds. Doggy paddle with 20 pounds. Doggy paddle with 50 pounds. It's what Marciano used to do, the Rock. Marciano was an animal. Yeah, Rocky Marciano, the boxer. When he hit you, it was like getting run over by a truck. Didn't matter that he was only 5'11", 190 pounds. It was like getting hit with steel. He didn't need to hit you in the face. He just hit your legs or your arms. Marciano used to take a weighted vest and swim underwater and hold his breath for 5 minutes. You want cardiovascular health? Hold your breath underwater for 3 minutes. Just the waves pummeling you. I'm not talking 20-foot waves. Just these little waves after they break the roaring water. Just that hitting you is an exercise like none other. But if you got to do the pool thing, just tread water in the 6-foot swimming pool. They all have lifeguards. You can't get hurt. And if you put a weighted vest on, what a workout. That's how the lifeguards train. That's how I train. My goal is to be able to tread water for 15 straight minutes in the ocean on a rough day with weighted vest. So that when I take that vest off, I feel like I could stay out there an hour and tread water. To the point where maybe the current takes me all the way to Palos Verdes or Catalina. I know a guy, an old guy. He's in his 90s. He came here from another country, a seafaring country, up in the Scandinavian neighborhoods there. And he used to swim in the fjords. And he'd go swim in the fjord just for stress release. And he'd swim an hour in the ocean. But, you know, the fjords, F-J-O-R-D-S of Norway, are calm. Yeah, and he did it mostly in the summer. I mean, these cats were maniacs. Talk about hot-cold therapy. You go from the 200-degree steam room and you dive into the snow, or you dive into the ocean and you swim for a while. Talk about health. We have cultures who have developed health practices throughout the world that use water in ways that you can't believe. And the fjord culture, the Viking culture of Norway is one of them. The Russians do this. All the people around the Baltic Sea do this. It's built into the neighborhoods. It's like, how many banya communities, meaning hot, cold steam rooms, do you have in Costa Mesa? The answer is zero. We don't have anything. We just have a lot of Starbucks. We have an ocean that nobody goes into. We have the chronically ill lining up ad infinitum. And we have all these shows and all these advertisements about super supplements curing the day when we have oceans that are empty. We don't have a water practice, especially if your joints are unstable, especially if you're overweight so you can't move because it hurts too much. All right, number two, if you've got to do it conventionally, if you've got to do the workout routine conventionally, you like to join something, spend the money, and then tell your friends about it, gyrotonics. Get into gyrotonics. Not Pilates, not yoga, gyrotonics. And if the gyrotonics people have any good sense, then they'll measure your flexibility limitations and promise you over 6 months, they'll make you more flexible. Tell your gyrotonics instructor what they ought to do is show you yogics in yoga poses and make sure you're one of them over 6 months to a year as you strengthen and lengthen and lubricate your joints in the gyrotonic practice. You see, gyrotonics understands. You want to know what swimming in the ocean is? It's gyrotonics on steroids. That's what swimming in the ocean is. It really is. If you analyze them. And what they're utilizing, gyrotonics and swimming in the ocean, is lateral motion. You see, most of your motions are only in a few directions. And that's not how you build joint stability. You go up, down, you go sideways. Think about it. When you run, when you jump, when you lift weights, you're moving in one line. It's not like if you put on a pair of boxing gloves, but you stuffed the gloves with 10 pounds and you moved your arms slowly in all sorts of different directions. Now you're getting it. Think about that. So if those of you who are not familiar with gyrotonics or haven't made the analogy to what you do in the ocean, if you took a pair of boxing gloves, and you can picture yourself doing that, and those gloves were stuffed with 15 pounds of weight, and then you took your arm and just motioned your arm around slowly so you didn't rip out your shoulder joint, and just moved it in every direction, wouldn't you contract the shoulder girdle, the muscles around the shoulder? Wouldn't you contract those muscles in an infinite number of angles? Yes, and you can see that. That's what gyrotonics is. That's what swimming is. That's not what weights are. It's not what Pilates is. It's not what yoga is. It's not what the universal gym is. It's not what the Nautilus is. It's not what anything is but what I just said. That's big, guys, really big. By the way, I want five more people for the microbiome, my second microbiome seminar. We did the first one last Sunday at the hotel. I loved it. I loved the hotel. Those of you who made it, smart, smart, smart. Those of you who didn't, please set the dates aside. On June 2nd, which is a week from tomorrow, June 2nd, nice neutral June 2nd, I need five more people. I want five more people for my class that's already closed out. But I want to stuff five more in. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Go online, listen to my show last week. I explained the seminar, the microbiome. It's the bacteria in your colon and in your small intestine that contribute hundreds of times the genes to the gene pool of you. Meaning you got maybe 20 or 30,000 genes in you, Homo sapien, and 30 million genes that the synergistic bacteria in your large and small intestine contribute to the definition of you. And cultivating those bacteria and what that's all about and what they do is one of the medicines of the future. And it's one medicine that I am deeply interested in. So that's next Sunday. 714-850-1007. It's $150. You'll be there 7 or 8 hours. I've already got a set class there. I want five more people that are into it, that are into learning the real stuff. This is the real stuff. This isn't the Joker stuff that people put on billboards and in advertisements. These are the tools of health. These are the things, you take them in like a water practice and you hit a home run. You take it in like cleaning out your bile ducts, you hit a home run. You get flexible to the point where you can pull your tendons so you can decompress your joints and experience deep, profound alignment shifts in your chosen form of exercise, yoga or whatever you do, Pilates. But you can experience deep alignment shifts. That's another home run. This is a show designed to give you a sense of where the home runs are. It's the home runs of health. It's radical health solutions that give you what you want. Don't lie to yourself. People lie to themselves about what it takes to get the job done. And they live that lie. And there's always somebody there to feed you another superficial cliff note version of health because it entertains you or it deludes you. And if you have to do that, then I guess you have to do that. But I know a lot of people that do that when they get the bitter reward at the end, which is disease and joint replacement and organ failure. Then they turn around and you know what they say? They say, why didn't anybody tell me? That's what you say. I'm here to tell you, don't take the cliff note version. And that's why education is so important. It's what I say in the opening lines. God's children suffer not from lack of faith, but lack of knowledge. If you're not using the oceans and you're down here in Southern California, you're missing out. If you're not using an Olympic-sized saltwater pool and you're too old in your own version of you to move your body because it hurts too much, or you've got some sort of really bad arthritis in the joints, or you've had an injury for years, and tennis and basketball and biking and hiking and moving your body are just too painful for you, no matter what you've tried, well, you got the water, but you're not doing it. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Straight Talk. Here's some more Straight Talk. Hill. You can't hurt yourself walking up a hill. You can't do that. It's running down the hill. It's walking too fast down the hill that hurts you. But if you're doing a soft, sweet jog or a fairly brisk walk up a hill, you're going to get your heart rate up. And you go out and you buy a watch, one of those continuous heart rate monitor watches. It goes right on your wrist. They got some cool stuff now coming out where you're going to put a ring on your finger, and it's going to give you all these printouts, including about how you sleep. I'm going to get this ring. It's some super ring that you wear when you sleep to tell you how deep your sleep is. But it also gives your heart rate, blood pressure. It's great stuff. You get that heart rate up 130, 140, 150 intermittently as you walk up a hill or jog up a hill. I didn't say jog on concrete flat. I didn't say jog on anything flat. I didn't say go up Mount Everest. I said go up a hill about 15, 20, 25% incline. Do that a half an hour, three times a week. It'll change your life and it will not hurt your joints. Hills and water do not hurt your joints. Yoga hurts your joints. Pilates hurts your joints. Gyrotonics will not hurt your joints. Uphill will not hurt your joints. A water practice will not hurt your joints. Tennis will hurt your joints. Jogging will hurt your joints. Pilates will hurt your joints. Yoga will hurt your joints. Running on a flat surface will hurt your joints. Walking on a flat surface may well hurt your joints. Using stairs, using ellipticals are more likely to hurt your joints than the things I just offered you. Here's another one if you have to. And this thing about the bicycle, you know, bicycles stink. I got to tell you that. I'm talking about stationary bikes. Even bikes in general. A bike is not a biomechanically appropriate animal. It's not. Yes, you build your thigh muscles in your legs. Yes, it's a lot of fun. Yes, it's good for cardiovascular. But the bottom line is if you rehab people, if you work with people who have issues, knees, ankles, low back, the whole thing, a bike is questionable. I would not put it up there in that elite level. I just wouldn't. Plus, then you got to wear those stupid helmets. That's another thing. Those helmets. Can you really handle a helmet like that? All right, fine. Fine. Bikes are great. Better than jogging and sprinting. But it's not in that elite level. But ellipticals. Now we're talking. An elliptical moving the hands and the legs in gliding motions. In the safety and comfort of your home. 15, 20 minutes, there you go. Ellipticals. I didn't say Stairmasters. I did not say treadmills. If I didn't say it, it's because it's not top shelf. Treadmills, Stairmasters, stair climbers, forget it. Not close. If you're joint sensitive, if you're feeble, if you're just too old, if you're too sick, whatever your trip is, if you're sensitive, if you're accident prone, if you're grossly overweight, morbidly obese, if you're any of these things, the elliptical. The elliptical, the ocean, the water pools, the gyrotonics, the uphill. Five great ways to move your body. Just dive in. Pay someone to train you. Pay someone to supervise it. Get there. Get there 3 times a week. Push yourself till you're mildly sore. Combine it with a stretch routine. And you've got yourself an elite level, brainiac version. Get that heart rate up. Measure it with some watch or some technology. It's a lot of fun. And get yourself to the point where you can go, no matter what you're doing, in the ocean, up the hill, in the gyrotonics class, on the elliptical, in the swimming pool, whatever you're doing, 30 minutes in on-off cycles where the heart rate's up in that 130, 140 range, and you scored. There we have it. Think about my seminar, 714-850-1007. We'll see you guys next week. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.